morning. Go to order the Committee on Budget and Appropriations with a proper quorum present for joint meetings with Community Services and Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation. Mr. Chairman.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I call this meeting of the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee to order.
Very good. If we may, we can go down the agenda numerically. And the first item, just because. Okay. No, I thought you weren't going to call it.
Good morning. I'm calling the Committee on Community Services to order. We have a quorum.
You can pass the gavel over here, so we'll do the fourth committee. And I hereby call the Committee on Housing Planning and Operations to order. We are in the presence of a quorum, and we'll be taking up one item, which is the third item on the budget agenda.
I'm glad you're there. All right, but in the interest of not confusing everybody, unless we have anybody pressed with time, which we have accommodated in the past, we'll go down numerically on the agenda and chronologically. So the first item is ID number 4485, CBA, BPL 12, Tarrytown, Kensico Trailway. And item 244, ID 4486 is related. So we will start with those two items for discussion on the pertaining committees, which would be Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation, and Budget.
That's correct.
For the record, gentlemen, if you would introduce yourselves.
Good morning. I'm Patrick Natarilli, Planning Department. Anthony Zano, Planning Department.
Anthony,
good morning.
Welcome.
Sure. Which is what you said you have before you is a capital budget amendment to reduce non-county shares in the capital budget, the 2011 capital budget, and then also a bond request for $250,000 to study the design alternatives and to come up with a preferred design and to do the environmental review for a east-west trailway called the Tarrytown-Kensico Bikeway. As you probably know, the trailways in Westchester County run mainly north and south. We have the North and South County Trailway, the Bronx River Pathway, and also the Old Croton Trailway. So it's very difficult to make east-west connections in the county, just like it is for roads in Westchester County. What we, in the planning department, have been looking at is a way that we can make that connection and link those trailways so that trailway users can be able to get east-west and across the county. And also, with the Tarrytown-Kensico Trailway, we wanted to make some connections to county facilities. What you have here is a map of an aerial photo of the Greenburg-Tarrytown area, Greenburg and Mount Pleasant area. This green line here is actually Grasslands Road, which is also the border between the town of Greenburg and the town of Mount Pleasant. Grasslands Reservation, Westchester Community College, Bronx River Pathway, and Kensico Plaza, Kensico Dam, also the Tarrytown Lakes, the Old Croton Trailway over here on the west, and the North and South County Trailways running in this area. We also have
Which one is that one? Is that the Putnam Right-of-Way?
Yes, okay. That's Putnam Right-of-Way. Uh-huh. And you also have a number of private developments here, too. The Elkhorn facility, which was formerly the Union Carbide headquarters, which is now a biotech research center. Con Ed has one of their substations and one of their distribution centers there. Also there is the Cross Westchester Executive Park, which is a major employment center too. And what we wanted to do was to look at how we can connect the Old Croton Trailway, the North and South County Trailways.
This is it.
And the Bronx River Pathway all the way on the right. And what we wanted to look at was various alternate routes running along Grasslands Road, coming up through the reservation, going possibly down through the community college and also through some of the cemetery areas here, and to try and make that connection.
And is River Walk also in the planning, or it doesn't go as far?
This doesn't go as far as River Walk. This is the Old Croton Trailway. River Walk would be farther over here. You would be able to walk or bike down through the village of Tarrytown to get down to that new section of River Walk that was just opened a couple of weeks ago. And that's it. Once we come up with that alternate route, then we'd like to be able to proceed at some point, either with requesting additional funding from the federal or state government and also from this board for the actual construction of the trailway. There are portions that are completed now. There is a portion that's retreated around, completed around the Tarrytown Lakes, which connects almost over to the old Croton Trailway. There is a section here missing, but this section is completed. We did have a section built along Elcor's property here, and then it ends at Route 9A. And so what we'd like to do is to be able to look at the alternate routes that we can make coming around the reservation and down by the community college.
All right, the two items is sticking to the numbers. So this is a reduction of the non-county share because this funding is no longer available.
Correct.
Say that again?
What? Yeah.
Can you just talk about funding?
Yeah, no, no.
I don't understand.
That's what I'm saying. There's two items. One is a CBA with a reduction of the non-county funding because that funding is no longer available.
Correct. What happened to it?
Yeah, that's the
question. What happened was originally when we applied for that funding over 10 years ago, we were looking at just a small section of the trailway which would have connected Grasslands Reservation to the community college. What happened was in doing some of the preliminary work on that, we found that that is the most difficult section of the trailway to complete because the right-of-way for Grasslands Road is very narrow in this area and was going to require some taking. So we went back to the state and said, listen, we want to change the scope of this project and look at some different sections possibly. They said, well, why don't you take a look at doing the entire trailway? And we said, okay, we'll do that. But by the time we got around to doing this, the time period for the grant was running out, and the state and federal government would not extend it for us. So that's what happened.
Through the chair?
Yes, please.
So what are you at? So you're asking the county to make up that portion of funding?
Well, you wouldn't have to make it up. There already was an appropriation for the $250. We just never requested bonding for that portion. We were going to use that.
But there's no other money coming in then, other than just county.
Right. But if we once we do the design and do the design report and the environmental review, we will be eligible again for federal funding if and when it becomes available again. So we would look to apply for federal funding in the future for the actual construction of the trailway.
So this is $250,000 just for the design of it?
Design and the environmental review.
Correct.
Well, the trail, I think we estimate the trail will cost probably between $3 and $4 million when it's completed.
A lot of the trailway is building along, a shared road condition. So in some areas we're actually building and widening the road to make it safe for bicyclists to go on a shared road condition. So that's, and there are some areas where it gets very narrow and there could be some takings. There's a lot of drainage problems, so it's not as simple. And that's why we're going through this lengthy feasibility study to try to find the most efficient and cost-effective way to get from doing this east-west connection. It's not like the South Carolina Trailway where you know exactly where you're going. This is trying to, and this is one of the maps you hear is the opportunities and constraints. You look at going through neighborhoods, it's a lot more documentation. So we can do this design report so we can go back to the federal government and ask them to fund this project.
Through the chair again, can I have one more question?
Go ahead, sure.
Is there a need for this?
Yes.
Yeah. Right now?
Why?
Right now.
Conservative for the day.
Well, because, as I said, the trailway is only north and south. There's no safe way for people to be able to get across to make connections to the various trailways.
How many people are looking to do this?
I don't have the exact count on that.
I mean, have we ever tried to quantify how many, legislator, no, this is your area. And I know you're a bicyclist,
Let's get this in context, though. This is a long-standing project in this county. This has just not come up. This is a long-standing east-west project that has been in front of us for years. Judy, and then I'm going to take Mr. Burton, and then Legislator Shinsky.
I just wondered, what's the context for all of this.
Yeah, and it's important that we put this in context because it's a sleepy little capital budget amendment and bond act here, but it represents yet another step in something that this government over well in excess of 10 years has been interested in doing, and of course during that period of time we're going to get announcements that funding is either gone or new funding is available. It is a long, long stretch that we've had this in front of us, but there's the financial aspects of this, which is properly before budget. There's the substantive aspects of it that's properly before Public Works Parks, and this is where we're going to discuss both of these things. But every everyone in this room and the viewing audience needs to understand that this has been sought after for years. It's a long, long process, and you know, in its current condition, especially the financing piece, this is what's in front of us this morning. Judy, why don't you conclude, and then we'll go to Mr. Burton.
I just wanted to be clear. So it's $259,000 now for the design. And then you would anticipate the actual execution of it to cost how much?
I think that'll be part. We'll come up with the final cost estimate as part of the
ballpark.
$3 million, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Now, when you the South County Trail, where we own the property, that is costing us what about $2 million to do the last 2 mile section in the city of Yonkers.
And no needs analysis kind of thing on this.
Several things. The Parks Department has done surveys of county residents twice now, 1996 and 2008. The number one recreation facility that the residents of Westchester want to see in county parks are trailways for biking and hiking. And that's why we built the South County Trailway,
right,
which almost completed. That's why we have the Bronx River Pathway, which we're trying to complete that. Playland Parkway Pathway, which we're redoing that. And so this is just another one of the trailways that'll make that connection, make it easier for people in Westchester to get around on biking.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Burton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to reiterate that people in this county use not only the north-south axes for bicycling and walking and a variety of purposes, but east-west is the most difficult thing to accomplish. And it's, for automobile traffic, it's of course enormously expensive. It has been completely frustrating, particularly for those of us in the northern part of the county, forever. To be able to have the opportunity to put something like this together, and to frankly have it taken off the back burner, as Chairman Ryan indicated, is an important step for a lot of us. Whether we hike, walk, bike, or just want to know that our neighbors can use these facilities, and it's therefore I think very important. And I'm glad to see this come forward. If we don't do this now, like everything else, it'll get lost and won't happen. If we start now, it may not come to fruition for a number of years, and a piece at a time is the only way to make these things work. So I'm certainly prepared to support this, and I hope all of you will as well.
Ms. Shimsky.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I remember from my time working in Assemblyman Brodsky's office that the village of Tarrytown has been very interested in doing a trail through this area. For years, they were seeking state funding for various studies and preliminary work at various points through our office. So there's definitely a demand for it, and of course, linking it up with the river walk down the riverbank is a very important way to give bicyclists and hikers a way to penetrate through the county, both east-west as well as north-south. And basically, anything we do east-west around here is going to be an engineering nightmare, which is why we only have a limited number of east-west roads. But we do need something east-west for the biking and hiking community. And this is a great project, and certainly where interest rates and everything are, no time like the present to do it from a cost-effectiveness standpoint.
Other comments, questions? Mr. Rogowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I too just want to say I think we have an overall governmental policy, as many governments around the country, to encourage bike riding and people being able to get around the county not using cars. So I think there's clearly an overall justification for doing this. We're sort of late. As you say, this project started over 10 years ago. We're really late in the day. Governments all over the country are out pushing this and the greening of America and all this. So I think it's a good thing. I'm just trying to follow the money, though. I mean, Judy had raised a question, and which was my question. I say, with the project, when we initially did this, presumably someone thought it was going to, we needed to appropriate $616,000. You haven't, if anything, you've enlarged the scope, which you said the state came back to. So on the one hand, you've enlarged the scope of the study, and that's fine, the design. But are you now doing that $600,000 project for $338,000, whatever it is? I mean, I'm just not quite sure
the $600,000 project was the connection from the grasslands to Westchester Community College.
Okay, so that was very, you just proposed that you estimated that a very expensive project. Now, so that specific project, clearly then, We're not going over there. Was that to construct it? Was that the $600,000 to construct it as well?
At that point, it was.
Okay, so the $600,000 was the study, design, and construction. Got us to the $600,000. So we're taking the $250,000 off. Now we're back to just study and design.
A larger area.
Now that area will be included, I assume, in there. But
yes.
So it's the construct. I missed it. The construction funds have fallen out at this point.
Yes.
We backed off the $338,000 to study the whole thing, and then you come back for construction.
So look at it comprehensively.
Right. Okay. But that $250,000 was intended for construction. I'm just trying to find out where we missed that. Okay.
Fine.
I'm good, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Harper.
Thank you, both chairs. It's really a fiscal comment, not a comment on the merits of the project. It's as Chairman Ryan mentioned, it's been in the works for a while. Good project. I've always supported these projects. I just want to say, though, there's kind of a disconnect here because there are millions of dollars of valuable projects that this board has passed. That the administration is just sitting on. Things that could be putting people back to work, improving the quality of life for folks in Westchester, improving our infrastructure. And the reason we're given is, we have to make priorities, times are tough, and now we're getting a capital budget amendment above and beyond what's in our budget. So it just seems to me that there is a disconnect in terms of some of the rhetoric and some of the policy, I just want to put that on the record.
That's a very good point. Excellent point. Mrs. Strickland.
Okay. I have always voted for these projects. That's why people move to Westchester, but times are different right now. The economy is very, very bad. We have to vote for a budget soon. We need help. We need everybody to work together. I'm for this, but I don't know if the timing is really right at this particular time. I would like to see research done on it, but you're talking about priorities, okay? Will this project and the money that we put into it right now take away from anything else, okay? I will vote for this, but I'm going to whop it right now because I need more information. Thank you.
Do we have just a budget point? Can someone speak to the annual? What will be the annual cost to the county going forward of if this project is approved and it's for this particular
51824.
Okay, 50.
$9,000 we just over the 5 years. 250 plus 9.
Could I just put one more thing on the record? I'm finding this very disturbing because we sat here, not many of us, but a few of us sat here last week in a community services committee meeting. Now I recognize that's very different from the budget and appropriations meeting that we're sitting in now. However, we were informed that the $3 million that's in the Department of Health budget for neighborhood health clinics has yet to see its way out of this door to the neighborhood health clinics, and I find it a little odd, frankly, that we would sit here and approve $3 million eventually when our neighborhood health clinics aren't getting their money. Therefore, I'm not even going to whop it out. I'm going to say no. Sorry.
All right.
We have Mrs. Marcotte.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple comments. My understanding is you all already voted for this. You're actually just reducing the amount you already voted on. Is that correct?
Reducing the non-county.
You voted for it already in the budget. And I find some of the comments disingenuous. Legislator Myers, with all due respect, my understanding of what's going on with those clinics doesn't have any bearing on this situation at all. That goes to reporting by them. Paperwork that's due hasn't been forthcoming. Quite different scenario. But I'm just putting this on the record. With regard to other capital projects that are quote-unquote being held by the administration, I disagree. I think our capital projects committee is a man of one. I don't know how many of you go to those meetings. There's one man, Linda Williams, Legislator Shimsky, terrific. And furthermore, I mean, you voted for $1.1 million of slush in the budget. And you're gonna now, something you already voted on, you're gonna deny voting on again at reduced amount. It's disingenuous. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. And it's not gonna be $3 or $4 million. We just heard from them that they would be using this money to leverage it against funding coming from the federal government. So, you know, absent that, we're not talking about putting $4 million on the table for a bike trail. So I just wanted to get that comment out there.
Well, I just want to make a comment on, based on your comment. The community health centers are necessary elements in making the quality of life better for everybody in Westchester County, whether you ride a bike or not. And if we're talking about $3 million down the line, that money could very well affect it in terms of future budgets. So I'm concerned about the fact that we're putting forth, and I perfectly well understand that this money is to study and look for the most feasible pathways to go east-west, and certainly that's something that's necessary. But in terms of looking at it in today's market, that's a frill. Healthcare is not. And I think you know, we ought to look at that in those terms. $250,000 is not $3 million, but it certainly could go a long way for immunizations and well baby care and all the other things that are being taken off the table by administration.
Mm-hmm. Can I make one comment? The reason why we're doing this study is to define best, most efficient route that the New York State DOT would support. Without spending this money, we could never go to the federal government and ask them for grants to build it. So this is an investment. This we don't even get past go. We can't submit an application, we can't submit grants. Without this study defining the route, how it could be, now it is, I hate to use the word, shovel ready. Yeah, the shovel's not even been built. We need to determine the route, identify the constraints in order for it to even be considered for outside funding. So we don't know. We'll be back before this board, hopefully accepting a grant and then matching the grant with some money. But it would be, we would be using leverage of other outside funding to build it. I don't think we've hardly ever come to this board to ask for full funding for a project. We always try to get grants. But with given this style, this type of a project, it's not like the Putnam County Road where we own the land. The state is not going to give us money saying, well, we'll see what you can do. We need to prove to them that this is a safe design and we'll make those key connections. So,
Time sensitivity on this one?
Time sensitivity? Mm-hmm. Well, time sensitivity is that if we have this design ready and approved by the state, then when there is federal or state money available for trailways, we can then apply for it. And we will already have done all the design work and be in a much better position to apply for that money. Without that design report being approved by the state, we're starting from a kneeling position, and we're not going to be in a good position to be able to get that money for the construction of it. Because the first step they always require is a design report. And again, that's what we're trying to get done here, is the design report with the environmental review, so that now we're in a position that we can apply for the additional money for construction.
And I'm just going to put everything in perspective. I've been chairman of this committee. This is my fourth year. I've been a legislator. It's going to be my 10th year. And we, here in Westchester, have invested tons of money in trailways going south to north and vice versa and so on and so forth. This would be the connector. This is something that we have planned all along. It is budgeted. It is budgeted already, and we'll just adjusting. As I understand it, the way that we are handling this investment. What's at the table is a lot of other issues that the administration has shown that they want to move on. And I resent the slush fund comment at this table, because really, we don't want to go there, because then might as well park everything, you know. Nothing moves forward. But really, this is the way I see it. As one legislator at this point, not as chairman of the committee, a continuation of the trailway system that we had envisioned for a long time. And this is just getting us ready to make that connector east to west and vice versa to all of the other trails, which is what makes Westchester what it is. That is my perspective, and on that vein, I would be supporting this project. Do we need more work regarding other approvals on the budget? There's a lot of stuff that is lingering. and that is not within the within the ambitions of the administration to satisfy, but this is one particular niche. You see the Putnam right away, we're investing and it's being completed as we speak. And we would be halting all of this progress on one, as I see it, not such large investment, which is environmental review and evaluating routes as to where this trail should exist. So that is my comment.
Mr. Chairman, if I can, just so I make sure I have it right in my mind, I'm looking at this. We are not voting today to spend any more money. We're reducing the non-county share.
Non-county,
our county money we've already put in.
Right.
So this vote today is simply to do a paper acknowledgement that we're reducing the money going towards construction. Mm-hmm. So this is not a vote to spend a dime more than we've already in
committed.
The past program. Okay, I just want to make sure I got that right.
Yes, and that's why I went to the budgetary aspect of the issue. The substantial, I refer back to Mr. Ryan.
This is, you know, and it's good that we have the two committees here this morning. We have the presentation. A couple of very good, very, very important issues have been put on the table. The first, the effects are our operating fund, and we have the concern for our community health centers. A tremendous concern, and this is a major component of our health delivery system in this county. And yet, today we're in the fourth quarter of 2011, and we are still jerking around with this. And it's really the lives of people that are affected by our inability to move forward with what we need to do there. So Harkin brings up the fact that we have dozens and dozens of important capital projects, and not the frills, but the important projects that we're all waiting on here in this legislature to see movement on. And he mentioned also the fact that necessary infrastructure rehabilitation and improvement, some new facilities, and his discussion about the impact on jobs in this county, and of course, anytime the county flexes its muscle to put capital work out into the field, it impacts jobs, and especially with the buildings and trades. So we have those, that's a major issue that's in front of us, and we also have this one, and this one is some necessary accounting that we have to do. It's not a major decision on a major expenditure today that would compete with anything that's important that's on the table. It's basically putting us in a position to be able to go to very large sources of funding, primarily the federal government in this case, years down the road to attempt to get money to put into place this important piece of our parks and rec inventory that we have been trying to do for over a decade. So I think for those reasons, I know for me as one legislator, I have to continue to stand with you to keep up the intense pressure on the administration to move so we can do what we need to do for our community health centers, to move so we can do what we have to do to get capital work that's important in this county accomplished, and also to position ourselves properly to take advantage of funding that could be available down the road and in all likelihood will be available down the road in years to come to help us accomplish the construction piece, which of course is the very expensive piece of this particular project. But once again, the what's in front of us today is not competing with these other two things that are really in front of us, but in front of us in different venues as far as the board's work here on 8 and what we're trying to do with the administration upstairs. Other comments, please?
A motion for budget and appropriation?
So moved.
Second?
Moved and seconded for budget and appropriation.
A motion for public works?
So moved.
We have a motion, is there a second and a second? Have a vote then, please,
both
committees on these items. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Without prejudice.
Without prejudice.
Without prejudice.
Okay. All opposed? Okay, this passes, and we have a number of votes that are cast this morning without prejudice. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, we're going to continue And we're going to go to the IMA, Telecommunication Service, Lightpath Municipality. That's item 4703. And this is joint with planning.
Mr. Chairman, our votes cover both
yes, both items.
Yeah. In fact, while we're moving on this section, I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn Public Works.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Without objection, then, the Public Works, Forest, Labor, Transportation Committee is now adjourned.
Thank you, Chairman Ryan. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome, Commissioner. It's always nice to see you here when we're here for a renewal.
Yes, and this is a great contract with the county.
The committee, I think, is interested in hearing an update on how this contract, which has been going on since 2002, I think it is?
2000.
What have we been doing on this contract? What has it been worth to the communities that we're now asking to continue to be added into this program?
We're on the final renewal. I guess we want to just, sum it up to the county for the month of August. The county savings by participating in this contract was just about $97,000 for the month of August. And the share to the municipalities that participate in the contract, the total savings to all the municipalities that participate was $96,500 for the month of August. So I think we're looking, $193,000 savings a month. That's where we're running between $190,000 and $195,000 savings per month to the taxpayers of Westchester County by participating in this contract.
That's good.
I think so.
And the savings are generated how?
By the discounts offered by Cablevision Lightpath. Currently, depending upon our bill rate, monthly bill rate, if we up to $1 million, we're getting 10% off the previous contract. If we hit over $1 million, let me give you the range. Anything between $1 million and less than $1.2 million, the counties for the year one is entitled to an 11% discount for year one, and we're still in year one. And anything over 1.25, the county in the first year, the annual spend of 1.25 per month is a 12% discount, and we're up to year five, that would go up to an 18% discount off the bill for all the municipalities that participate on this. So it's in everyone's best interest for those communities that are participating to get other municipalities to sign on if it makes sense for them, so that we can all share in the savings.
How many communities do participate now?
Right now I have 117, which is, I'll break it out for you. We have, and again, this might be one site in a municipality or several sites. Yes.
So but this is not municipalities, this is sites.
Well, we have 22 villages, mm-hmm. 16 towns, 6 cities, 5 school districts, 17 fire districts, 0 EMS districts, 45 libraries that are able to participate in this, and 6 hospitals for a total of 117 different participants.
And are there reasons why the other municipalities have not participated? You're aware of?
I have a total number of the county, about 250, so we're about half participating. We have almost every village, every town, every city, very few
school districts,
and they're going through BOCES, and BOCES uses us as well to come through.
So, the report says that some municipalities have a choice of contracting directly with Cablevision. Do you know if the school districts do that directly?
Don't know.
I think we should maybe try an outreach effort to school districts.
Definitely.
Aware of the availability.
Well, the question would be whether it's more in their interest to contract directly or whether it's more in their interest to work with this program. We're not necessarily trying to undercut
We don't know if they contract.
Right, but I'm just saying, we don't know. I mean, it would be the education is one thing, but simply inquiring whether these municipalities get a better deal by doing business directly.
No, they're not going to get a better deal than this contract. Nah. They get this, if they deal directly, they're going to get this rate as well. And we get, the county gets a credit for it as well, in the dollar spend, by getting this contract.
So they can get the same deal we have directly?
Yes, okay. Yes, they can.
Do you know who the five school districts are?
Bedford Public Schools, Limebrook Rye, Croton Harmon, Briarcliff, Harrison, Hendrick Hudson.
That's six.
I don't think, I think Limebrook. But I, it, are you combining it with the Rye City School District?
It says five here, but the list here is 16. Interesting. Okay. The detail is the entire, but I'm going to give you the 16 then. This is, the summary's wrong. Bedford Public, Limebrook, Blythedale, Croton Harmon, Byclerk, Harrison, Hendrick Hudson, Irvington, Mamaroneck, Northern Westchester Bosie, Southern Westchester Bosie, Rhineck, Scarsdale, Tarrytown, and the Community College.
There are a lot.
Lots.
So this should be 16.
All right, listen, it's 100 plus. If any individual legislators have specific questions regarding lack of participation of a municipality or locality you represent, please reach out to the to our chief information officer.
Any other questions? Mr. Hark.
I would just like to move for both committees.
I'll
appropriate.
Second by Ms. Myers. Any further discussion?
Just one process question. If I can, if in fact, this is LifePath, Commissioner, this LifePath, Cablevision, this is the Verizon Fios a competitor so that if some municipality has Fios in their community, they might have chosen to go to Verizon, or they, the apples and oranges, and the Verizon Fios, you know.
They may have chosen to go with
So that's just another reason. If there's Fios in their community, not every community has it, they just might have cut it to Verizon.
Right,
so.
Whoever their provider is.
Right, provider. Okay. Just,
Do we get any credit for the Verizon deals?
No, we don't.
Nice try, Judy.
Thanks.
Any other comments? If not, for both committees, all in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. May I have a motion to adjourn Housing Planning and Operations? Moved by Mr. Nona.
Second.
Second by Mr. Rogowski. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. We are adjourned.
Chairman. All right. Down to two committees.
Good meeting, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
That's all right. The next two items, item 4698 and 4699, are the HOPWA, City of New York Federal Grant Funds. And the second item is also HOPWA funding Vermont Vernon and Rochelle Yonkers. And to discuss these two items, we have our Deputy Commissioner, Norma, for the record.
Good morning.